Assalamu alaikum, Sister Nazi here with another Did You Know? Did you know that America's first ally was Morocco? Most people know that England was the first enemy of the U.S., but fewer people realize that at the same time the U.S. was standing up to England, it was also standing up to Barbary pirates. In order to gain independence, the U.S. had to be able to defend itself from the pirates without the protection of the British Navy. At the time, pirates of four Barbary states, Algiers, Tunis, Tripoli, and Morocco, all posed threats to the U.S. by taking their merchant ships and demanding very large sums of money as tribute or ransom. In 1777, Sidi Mohammed bin Abdullah, the Sultan of Morocco, proved to be different from other sultans by becoming the first world leader to recognize the U.S. by declaring that all U.S. ships could safely dock in Morocco's ports alongside the ships of those countries that already had signed treaties. Benjamin Franklin, the then consulate in France, received letters from the Sultan through a local merchant. But it wasn't until 1780 when the U.S. replied to Sidi Mohammed's offer to sign a formal treaty. Because of the treaty, the U.S. could dock its first naval ships close enough to its Barbary enemies and sail to the shores of Tripoli to defend its interests there. The treaty is recognized as a catalyst for other events in early U.S. history as well. In 1790, a group of slaves petitioned the state of South Carolina to be considered free people of color based on the peace agreement signed with Morocco. Francis, Daniel, Hammond, and Samuel, on behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Sarah, Flora, and Clorinda, claimed to be subjects of the Sultan of Morocco and demanded that they not be subject to the laws that applied to other people of color at the time. The treaty also came in handy for one such American enslaved African prince, Ibrahim Suri, who wrote a letter to his family in Africa in hopes to be freed. The letter was sent to the U.S. consulate in Morocco, and as a result, the Sultan negotiated with President John Adams for Suri's freedom. Finally, when Morocco fought for its freedom from French colonization in 1956, the U.S. returned the friendly gesture extended to them years earlier by recognizing Morocco's independence from France. When Morocco said Islam has always been part of American history, he was referring to the long history of diplomatic relations established between Morocco and the U.S. He wanted Americans to see that Muslim countries can be allies with the U.S. Today, the Tangier American Legation Museum, the oldest U.S. diplomatic property, is the only U.S. national landmark located outside the United States. It stands as a symbol of the benefits of peace between two unlikely countries.